It's Memorial Day, September 4th, 2006.
Okay, let's begin.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
If you think I'm good, you should have seen the one who taught me.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That song right there was New York City's own Rat-a-Tat. It was a song called Wildcat, and it's a song I really like a lot. It's from their brand new record called Classics, which is a great name for a brand new record featuring no classics at all. And maybe they're future classics. Maybe that's the thing. Wildcat is destined to be a future classic. I like that new Classics record a lot more than I like their previous records, and in particular, I really like Wildcat. It's a pretty fantastic song. So if you like that song, check out the rest of it. You can look for links to everything I talk about, as always, on the Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Not that you will, but I'm just telling you. All right, up next, it's a band called Fabien Del Sol, who is based in London, but originally, as you can tell from her accent, from France. With a song called When My Mind Is Not Live. When My Mind Is Not Live, it's from an album that came out in 2004 called No Time for Sorrows, which is an exceedingly good record. It's a whole record where you put it on and you listen to it and you're like, wow, this is all from the 60s, right? No, it's all from 2004. It's pretty quality. If you don't believe me, check out this song right now. Where else but on the Sounds in My Head?
This war will be long, and this war will end in the defeat of the terrorists and totalitarians, and a victory for the cause of freedom and liberty.
Run to make a heart shake. Kiss, 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 we'll make this earthquake. I'm gonna
Right there was the Brazilian phenomenon known as CSS, and not cascading style sheets as I know you web dorks are thinking, but rather Canse de Ser Sexy, which is Portuguese in a different way than I said it, I'm sure, for I'm tired of being sexy. So whenever you hear CSS, think I'm tired of being sexy, because that's what it stands for now. That was them doing their superb hit, Let's Make Love and Listen to Death from Above, which is from their self-titled debut record, which is totally solid and you should pick up. And now, you know, iTunes, they have little sections where you can go and like listen to clusters of songs they've put together. Well, they have a new one called Back to School. I guess it's the time that people are going back to school, so they've defined these playlists for kids confused about what clique you might belong in. Why not listen to these different songs for these different clique playlists and then you'll know. So they have playlists like cheerleaders, or football players, or cowboys, or, you know, whatever. Apparently, and this is news to me, the sounds in my head is a hipster. Now, that's funny if you've ever met me, because I am by no means a hipster. Really, I just could not be much less of a hipster than I am. But nonetheless, apparently we are hipsters, because both Ratatat and CSS are featured, and not just the two bands, but the two particular songs which I played today on this show are in this hipster playlist for Back to School, along with tons of other songs which I've played on the Sounds of My Head before, other bands I've played on the show before, and probably stuff I'll play in the future. It's all there, consolidated into an iTunes playlist called Hipsters. So I learned something new about myself, which I don't really accept, but is funny nevertheless. All right, up next, it's a band from Sweden. You know how I like them Swedish bands. The band is called Peter, Bjorn, and John, and they're going to do a song called Young Folks, which features Victoria Bergsman. And Victoria Bergsman, of course, former lead singer of The Concretes, who, incidentally, has a brand new project called Taken by Trees. Look for links. This song, Young Folks, is taken from the brand new album called Writer's Block, which Peter, Bjorn, and John put out. It was also on an EP before, and the EP I didn't like very much. I really liked this one song, and the rest of it, I was like, why would anyone want to listen to this? Why did Victoria Bergsman sign on to help these guys out? They suck. You know, that sort of thing. But then, the new album came out, Writer's Block, pretty good. So I guess the EP was kind of an anomaly with Young Folks on it. Young Folks is on both the EP and on Writer's Block. I would recommend personally going with Writer's Block. It's a much better release, and it's totally good to listen to. All right, all that and more right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds in My Head.
I did before and had my share. It didn't lead nowhere.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Swisha by Ratatat and Spaghetti Rag by the Light Crust Doughboys. If you like the music you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Maybe they'll like it too. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds of My Head.